Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
11:03 in the Valley, and the Pigs take game one of the divisional series with the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. It took 12 innings, but the Pigs extend their winning streak to seven games, and they take the first game of the series, the first lead they've had over the Rail Riders in the postseason. Welcome to the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show, everybody. I'm Sam Mines with you here in the studio, and before we get to the highlights, a quick station identification break here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Your home for Iron Pigs baseball is ESPN Radio, WBYN Lehighton, WEEX Easton, and WTKZ Allentown.
Iron Pigs fly to game one victory, 6-5 over the Rail Riders. And these are your highlights and your happy recap for September the 7th, 2017, as the Pigs do what they could not do last year. And that's take a lead over the Rail Riders and defeat the Rail Riders, and they get their first win in the Governor's Cup playoffs since 2011. An electrifying start to their campaign here in the 2017 postseason. This game had almost everything. Drama, an early deficit, a late comeback, great pitching, and of course a walk-off Pigs win, and we've got all the highlights for you, many of them, and you're not going to want to miss it. Even if you just sat through all of it, there is good calls on here. There's great calls on here. There's great action. What a night for the Iron Pigs. And a night like this is special because we saw a lot of the guys who've been here all year participate and do well. Dylan Cousins, Pedro Beato, Pat Vendetti. And we saw some of the newer guys get into the action as well. Victor Arano, Carlos Tochi, just to name a few. Christian Marrero as well. So we've got a lot of fun stuff coming for you here on the post-game show. It was game one of the playoffs. The Pigs, who had just taken six in a row to get to this point, they took the last two of a four-game series with the Syracuse Chiefs before sweeping these same Rail Riders, in the final four-game series of the regular season to set up a rematch of last year's postseason matchup in which the Rail Riders swept away the Iron Pigs and swept away them in style. The Pigs did not take a lead last year. That sets the stage for this season's postseason, or this season's playoffs. Pigs and Rail Riders, part two. Pigs looking for revenge. Looking to extend what has been a magical 10th anniversary season for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. One that, much like this game, has been up and down, but all is well. That ultimately ends well for the Iron Pigs. And after rain, which has been a major theme for our season, postponed game one until today, we were finally ready for playoff baseball at a Coca-Cola Park. In the top of the first inning, Drew Anderson allowed a one-out single to Donovan Solano, but G-Man Choi struck out swinging, and Miguel Andujar bounced one right back to Anderson, 1-3, and that ended the top of the first inning. In the bottom of the first, Scott Kingery grounded out to Miguel Andujar at third to lead it off. Christian Marrero would then double. Brock Stassi grounded out to first, moving Marrero over to third, but Mitch Walden grounded out to second baseman Donovan Solano to end the first inning. One inning in the books. On to the top of the second inning. Mike Ford at the plate, and Scott Kingery commits an error on a ball hit out to him, allowing Mike Ford to reach. The next batter was Billy McKinney.
Now here's McKinney, and he swings, and he drills one to deep center field. Tochi's all the way back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here.
And just like that, Billy McKinney had given the Rail Riders a 2-0 lead. Following the two-run home run, however, Anderson was able to get Jake Cave swinging. He walked Cito Culver, but got Eddie Rodriguez down on strikes, And then Mason Williams bounced out to Mitch Walding at third to end the top of the second inning. But the Rail Riders had taken a 2-0 lead. Bottom of the second inning, Domingo Herman back out, got the Pigs 1-2-3. To the top of the third inning, which began with Donovan Solano, the second baseman, singling. After that, G-Man Choi singled as well. Miguel Andujar bounced into a fielder's choice, which erased Choi and moved Solano over to third and brought Mike Ford to the plate.
And the set by the letters. And here's the payoff. Runner is off from first, but just swung on a tapper back to the mound. Runner's coming home. So is Anderson. No, he's not. He's not going to be able to field it cleanly as he couldn't get it out of his glove. So he fires to first plenty late. It's an infield single and an RBI.
And Mike Ford makes it 3-0 Rail Riders in the top of the third inning. Pigs finding themselves in an early deficit. But after the RBI base hit by Ford, Billy McKinney popped up and Jake Caves struck out swinging. And Drew Anderson, despite not so good luck in the first few innings, kept the game manageable. It was still 3-0 Rail Riders. Bottom of the third inning, Carlos Tochi. You will hear that name a few more times in this game. Doubled to lead off the third inning. Logan Moore bounced out 4-3. Actually, it was a little more than a bounce out. It was actually an incredible play made by Donovan Solano, ranging into the hole to rob a base hit from Logan Moore. But despite that, Tochi moved over to third for Scott Kingery.
Kingery awaits, and Herman delivers, swung on, served out shallow center field, a long run in for Williams, who won't get there, a base hit for Kingery. Down from third to score is Tochi. Oh, it's good to be King. Slaps an RBI single to center, and the Pigs are on the board for the first time in the divisional playoff series.
Scott Kingery giving the Iron Pigs a run much sooner than they had in last year's division series and getting them back into it. Now down just 3-1, but Christian Marrero hit a hot shot line drive that, well, if it was 5 feet to the left or right, as Matt Provin said, Jake Cave would have had no chance. But Marrero hit it right to Cave, who put it away, and then Brock Stassi flew out to end the third, but the Pigs got a run on a hit, and they were right back into it. Top of the fourth inning. Drew Anderson looking for the shutdown with the Pigs now having gotten a run to make it 3-1. Got Cito Culver to fly out to lead off the top of the fourth, but Eddie Rodriguez doubled. Mason Williams lined out, two on, a runner in scoring position, and Donovan Solano then coming to the plate for the Rail Riders.
Two outs, man on second. Here's a little flare in a shallow center field off the bat of Solano. That's going to dump in a base hit. Runner's coming home. So is the throw, but it's late. Donovan Solano is now 3-for-3. This is an RBI single, and it's now a 4-1 game.
Rail Riders getting that run right back in the top of the fourth inning, extending their lead back out to 3 runs, but G-Man Choi flew out, and that ended the top of the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth, Pigs went down 1-2-3. On to the top of the fifth. Miguel Andujar, the first batter, to lead off the inning for the Rail Riders.
Pitcher swung on and cranked way out there to deep left field down the line, and no doubt about this one. Miguel Andujar goes over the Capitol Blue Cross Tiki Terrace for a solo bomb.
Andujar made it 5-1 Rail Riders in the fifth inning. But Anderson again, able to limit the damage, got Mike Ford looking at strike three, got Billy McKinney to pop up, and Jake Cave to ground out to Scott Kingery to end the top of the fifth. But the Pigs had work to do now. They were trailing by 4 runs, and we were getting late early. Bottom of the fifth inning, Pigs went down 1-2-3. Top of the sixth inning, after Cito Culver singled, Eddie Rodriguez struck out, swinging. Mason Williams singled, but Donovan Solano flew out. And Cito Culver was thrown out trying to steal second base, and so that would end the top of the sixth inning. And it was a solid 6 innings for Drew Anderson. 9 hits, 5 runs, only 3 earned, so a quality start. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. He kept the Iron Pigs in it. 100 pitches, 65 of them were strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning is where we go now. Pigs down by 4 runs. The inning began with a Scott Kingery base hit, as most usually do. And then Christian Marrero was up at the plate.
He'll get a lead from first. He does go 3-2, swung on, hit in the air, right field deep. Back is Cave. At the track, Hasrum makes a leap and an unbelievable catch. He holds on as he goes high in the air and takes a double away from Marrero.
A great play by Jake Cave to rob Christian Marrero of what would have been his second double of the game. But Brock Stassi was the next batter. He worked a walk. And then one of the newest Iron Pigs, Mitch Walding, came to the plate.
Runner's lead pitch is swung on. Hit a mile high to right field. Cave back at the track. Makes a leap. It's off the wall over his head and in for extra bases. And no, it's only going to be a single because the runners had to hold up. But scoring easily is Kingery ahead of a throw. It's the longest single you're going to have all year long as Walding off the top of that 17-foot high fence has an RBI. His first hit in AAA, and it's a 5-2 game.
Welcome to the Lehigh Valley, Mitch Walding. He makes the game 5-2. The next batter is Angelo Mora.
Runners lead. It'll be a 1-1 to Mora. Swung on and drilled to center field. It is a base hit. Past the dive of the shortstop, Culver. They're going to send around Stassi, and the throw will be cut off. It goes to third. Stassi scores. Back-to-back RBIs. This time it's Mora, and it's a 5-3 game here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Angelo Mora singles, and just like that, it's 5-3. Iron Pigs down just 2 runs after back-to-back RBI singles. The next man at the plate is the Big Bopper himself, Dylan Cousins.
And here is Big Dylan Cousins representing a go-ahead run. 2 on, 1 out. What baseball? Lefty on lefty. Pitches swung on a drill right field. Cave races over. Cave can't get there. It's going to drop in front of him, a base hit. Here comes Walding around from third. He's going to score without a throw. A Dylan Cousins RBI single to right. We've got a 1-run game.
Dylan Cousins makes it 5-4. Runners on first and third. And Andrew Pullen at the plate.
So first and third, it'll be an 0-2 by Mantiply. Pitch is swung on and popped up. This to shallow center. Let's see if they try to score. Mora. Catch is made racing in. Mora's coming home. So is the throw. Here's the play at the plate. Mora slides in safe. He's safe as he beats the throw from the center fielder Williams, and Pullen has tied the game.
Just like that, the Pigs are right back into it. 5-5 with a 4-run rally in the bottom of the sixth inning. Carlos Tochi would ground out to second base to end the bottom of the sixth, but the Pigs had 4 runs on 5 hits. A string of 4 straight batters driving in runs for the Pigs, and we had a brand new ball game at Coca-Cola Park. Top of the seventh inning, Cesar Ramos, in his one and only inning of work, gets the Rail Riders down 1-3. Bottom of the seventh inning, Pigs would get a 2-out walk from Christian Marrero, but Anzalo Gomez was able to get the side struck out. Other than that, Logan Moore looking, Scott Kingery swinging, and Brock Stassi swinging, so the Marrero walk going nowhere. On to the top of the eighth inning. In the top of the eighth inning with Michael Marriott into the game, Billy McKinney would ground out to second base. Actually, Joey Donato would start the inning. Joey Donato got Billy McKinney to ground out to second base and then struck out Jake Cave. Donato then lifted from the game after 2 lefties for Michael Marriott. Marriott facing Cito Culver with 2 out in the top of the eighth inning.
2 outs, bases clear. The 2-2 by Marriott. Caught third strike. Got him looking on the bender. Another slider. Culver not happy, arguing his case, but that'll do it.
Michael Marriott getting the Pigs out of trouble in the top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth, Mitch Walding grounded out to shortstop. Cito Culver to first baseman Mike Ford for the first out. Angelo Mora, though, singled. And after Dylan Cousins popped up in a bat that he nearly had a double and a ball that went just foul. But Cousins popped up, and then Andrew Pullen doubled and was lifted from the game for Hurlis runner pinch running, but Carlos Tochi grounded out hard back to the pitcher. 1-3 put out and the Pigs rally was vanquished in the bottom of the eighth. Top of the ninth inning, Pedro Beato into the game. He struck out Eddie Rodriguez leading off. He then got Mason Williams to pop up before walking Donovan Solano, but getting G-Man Choi to ground out to Scott Kingery to end the top of the ninth inning. Bottom of the ninth, Pigs looking for a walk-off, but instead, they went down 1-2-3, all on strikes. Logan Moore looking, Kingery swinging, and Marrero looking at strike three. Jonathan Holder was mowing down the Iron Pigs in the ninth. Top of the 10th, the Rail Riders went down 1-2-3. In the bottom of the 10th, Holder struck out the first two again. He got Stassi swinging and Walding swinging. Angelo Mora would work a walk, but Dylan Cousins grounded out to Donovan Solano at second to end the 10th inning. So we played on at Coca-Cola Park into the 11th inning. In the top of the 11th, Jake Cave was the leadoff batter, and Victor Arano was in the game for the Iron Pigs. Arano gave up a leadoff single to Cave, but Cito Culver, with that hit into a fielder's choice, actually tried to bunt over Jake Cave and ultimately failed as Arano picked it up and fired over to second base, erasing Cave, putting Culver at first. The next batter, with one out and one on, was Eddie Rodriguez.
One on, one out. And here's the pitch by Arano. He struck him out swinging. How do you like this, Arano?
Oh, you gotta love him. A great effort to get that second out of Eddie Rodriguez. So after the Eddie Rodriguez strikeout, Mason Williams walked, and that brought Donovan Solano to the plate with two on and two out in a tie game in the top of the 11th inning.
Runner's lead pitch. He struck him out swinging. Got him on a slider again. He's using that slider beautifully. Two strikeouts and a pair of scoreless innings, and the Pigs now a chance to walk off in the bottom of the 11th inning.
They had the chance, and they nearly did in the bottom of the 11th inning. Hurlis Rodriguez lined out to lead it off, but Carlos Tochi singled, and then Logan Moore lined out. So there was two out and one on. That would be Tochi. Scott Kingery then singled. Now, the Logan Moore lineout was actually a wonderful play made by Cito Culver at short to rob a hit. A low sinking line drive over his head that he caught nearly, basically, snow coned it. And it saved what would have been a sure base hit for Logan Moore, which was big because Scott Kingery then singled and Christian Marrero was hit by a pitch. But Brock Stassi flew out with the bases loaded and two out in the bottom of the 11th inning. So we would go 12. Top of the 12th inning, Pat Venditti was into the game. He would hit G-Man Choi to lead it off, and Choi would then be lifted for Mark Payton as a pitch runner. Miguel Andujar would fly out. Mike Ford would strike out swinging, and then Venditti would get Billy McKinney to pop up to end the top of the 12th inning. Meaning we were going to the bottom of the 12th at Coca-Cola Park with it all still to do. It was tied at 5. It was game one of the postseason. And the Pigs were looking for a walk-off. Now, Mitch Walding popped up to lead it off. But Angelo Mora then worked a walk. Dylan Cousins then worked a walk. And Andrew Pullen was intentionally walked to load the bases. And that brought Carlos Tochi to the plate.
Well, how about this for the 22-year-old Carlos Tochi, who didn't even turn 22 until August 23rd. Infield in, outfield in, bases loaded, one out. We're in the bottom of the 12th inning. Pitch. Swung on and ripped in as a base hit. It's to right field. Down from third comes Moore on the Pigs have finally won a game against the Rail Riders of the postseason. They ace a 5-1 deficit and walk off in 12, 6-5 here at Coca-Cola Park.
Pigs fly to a 6-5 victory in the opener of the divisional round of the Governor's Cup playoffs. 6-5 your final as the Pigs come all the way back from down 4 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning and then walk it off in the bottom of the 12th inning. The Cardiac Pigs have now won 7 games in a row, 6 in a row to get them to the playoffs, and game one of the first round in incredible style. Carlos Tochi, the hero in the bottom of the 12th inning, and the Pigs get their first win over Scranton in the postseason, take their first lead over Scranton in the playoffs, and have now a series lead, 1 game to the good. What a night at Coca-Cola Park in front of a boisterous and loud crowd, waving their rally towels and never giving up hope as the Pigs clawed and fought back to win game one. It's been an incredible season, and it just keeps on going for the Iron Pigs. There's a lot of talk at the beginning, and it makes sense. Scranton, very good team, even though they lost 4 in a row to the Pigs. Could they turn it on like a switch? And it looked like they could. They took a 5-1 lead. They got to Drew Anderson. The Pigs weren't playing good defense. 2 errors, and all of a sudden, the Pigs found themselves down 4 runs. But, like this team has been doing lately, and really what's been their MO all year, even though some of the names have changed, has been coming back and being aggressive. 3 straight RBI hits, and then the sac fly on the short fly ball, which allowed Angelo Moore to come home and score to tie the game up. And then the pitching and bullpen was wonderful. Victor Arano, in his first outing for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, was great. Of course, the usual suspects were wonderful as well. Beato, Vendetti, Marriott, Ramos. The Pigs just kept on getting the job done. And eventually it allowed Carlos Tochi to be the hero. On a Thursday night, we were getting real close to Friday morning, but it was still a Thursday night at Coca-Cola Park when Carlos Tochi became the hero for game one. For the Rail Riders, 5 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They did not score a run after the 5th inning. They were held scoreless from the 6th through the 12th. For the Iron Pigs, 6 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors. Pigs scored 1 in the 3rd and 1 in the 12th and had the big 4-run rally in the bottom of the 6th inning. The Rail Riders were 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 on base. The Iron Pigs were 5-for-11 with runners in scoring position. They left 13 on base. And as Matt Provin said in the close earlier, it's okay to leave 13 on base if you go 5-for-11 with runners in scoring position. It means you're still taking advantage of your opportunities. And the Pigs certainly took advantage of their opportunities tonight. Domingo Herman, 5 1/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. Joe Mantiplia, blown save, his first of the postseason, 2/3, a hit. Anzalo Gomez, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. Jonathan Holder, 2 innings, a walk and 5 strikeouts. J.P. Fireison, the loss. 0-1, 1 1/3 innings, 2 hits, a run it was earned, 2 walks. And Tyler Jones did not record an out, so he did not work any innings, but he did give up a hit and a walk. For the Iron Pigs, Drew Anderson, a quality start, 6 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Cesar Ramos, an inning, no numbers across his line. Joey Donato, 2/3 of an inning, 1 strikeout. Michael Marriott, 1/3 of an inning, 1 strikeout. Pedro Beato, an inning, a walk, and a strikeout. Victor Arano, 2 innings, a hit, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. And Pat Vendetti gets the win, his first of the postseason, 1 inning and 1 strikeout. Time of the game, 3 hours and 46 minutes, in front of 3,515 happy fans at Coca-Cola Park. Once again, the final, the Iron Pigs fly 6-5 over the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders in game 1 of the first round of the playoffs.